Straight away to Luke chapter 20. People are saying, what are you doing there? Who are you for Sunday school? Now, there was a question that was asked a couple of weeks back, and it seems quite a number of people had the same question. So I thought maybe to come and address it. I was going to do it in a morning manner, but it's not the right kind of a topic for morning manner. So I thought maybe it was better to come. That's a pretty fundamental question. Luke chapter 20, verse 25. Let's just read from verse 22. Is it lawful for us to give tribute unto Caesar or no? But he perceived their craftiness and said unto them, why tempt ye me? Show me a penny. Whose image and superscription hath it? They answered and said, Caesar's. And he said unto them, render therefore unto Caesar the things which be Caesar's, and unto God the things which be God's. Let's pray. Father, just approaching your word, how we desire to take off our shoes and come on holy ground. For Lord, we desire to learn from you. You minister, Lord, your truth, your light. Show us your way. Father, help each and every one of us to come, desiring to go deeper in the school of wisdom this day. Help us, Lord. Bless your people. Bless the remainder of all that is said and done. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, saints. Amen. You may be seated, saints. I'm going to use some slides here just so that we can keep our time. This is a question we need to ascertain this morning in our Sunday school lesson. Is it God then Caesar, or is it Caesar then God? And people will ask and say, but what has this got to do with? That's a pretty fundamental question. Somebody asked me a question concerning tithes. And they said it was a good question. They said they got a tax refund from the government. And they were asking, do you need to pay tithes on a tax refund? So I answered back and I said, no, of course not, because you already paid tithes on the money when you earned it. You know, so you don't have to pay on the refund. And then the next day, the saint got back to me and says, no, can I explain it a bit better? He says, let's say I earned 2,000 a month and I pay 1,000 tax. He says, so I paid 100 euro on the 1,000 that I earned, and then the government later on gave me back the tax. What should I do? And I said, well, it's a pretty fundamental but simple answer. Is you're supposed to pay tithes on the gross amount. You're not supposed to pay on your net amount. You should in the beginning have paid tithes on your 2,000 euro, not on your after-tax money. So I thought that was it because, I mean, we always grew up like that. I never thought anybody would have that question. And then the saint, a very good believer, they asked me back and said, look, I asked some other believers here from round and about, and some of them thought that we paid tax on our net income, after-tax, paid tithes. So I said, no, okay. And they asked, maybe you could just clarify it and show the principle so we'd understand it a little bit better. So I thought it was a good thing to do. Now the prophet, if I went through every quote on tithing, it's a very good thing to do. There's maybe 150, 200 quotes. Go and read them. Go through every scripture in the Bible. It's a very good thing to do because the first thing we need to understand is, what is the principle of tithing? You know, in order to understand these kind of questions, we need to go back to the origin. Think of the principles of what tithing was, and then we can apply it to any situation. So you were in Israel in days gone by. Sorry, it's not clicking on to the next one. Yeah. So in Leviticus chapter 27, the Lord told them, of all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land or the fruit of the trees, is the Lord's. And then the chapter 27:32, he says, and concerning the tithe of the herd or of the flock, even of whatsoever passes under the rod, the tenth shall be holy unto the Lord. So the very first principles of tithing was whatever you would get from your fields. Let's say you harvested 10 bushels or 10 bags of wheat. What you would do straight away, you would take one bag and you'd give it to the Levites so they could eat in the temple. So because they weren't working, they were now ministering to the Lord full time. They couldn't go in their fields. They couldn't work in their fields. So each person now would take one-tenth of what they produced and give that now to the Levites. If you had herds, let's say you had sheep, 100 sheep, those sheep give 75 lambs that year. You would take your 75 lambs, all that pass under the rod, you would count them, seven. I've got 75 new sheep this year. You would take 7.5 sheep, 8 sheep, and you would give that now to the temple. You know, so you wouldn't give of the original that you had, but you'd give of whatever your increase was at that time. And that was to facilitate the house of God. Now to Israel, the Lord said to them, he says, the land is mine and the fullness thereof. He says, you are tenants on my land. You like renting the land from me. I am the owner of all these things. The land doesn't actually belong to you. So the Lord says, okay, so when you harvest from your land, the rent you must give me in an essence is you give me 10% of all you get. If you harvested your grapes and you got 20 barrels full of grapes, you would take 2 and go and take it straight to the temple. So you can see the principle of tithing in the beginning, it's between God and man here. It's because of God blessing you, God giving you a harvest, God giving you strength, like the Bible says, you know, the ability, the strength to get wealth. And you now appreciating what he's done and you returning something back to the Lord. So if you think of it in those terms, in the beginning there was no government. There was no tax. That's nothing to do with God. That's Caesar now. Can you see where I'm getting to? God now made a covenant with his people that they must pay tithes of their land, of their produce. Okay, so if you go to the next one, this one's not working, bro. So they would take now their one-tenth and they'd bring it now to the temple. If you go to the next one. Now later on, should tithes be paid after tax? tax now came in later on. The Romans came in and they imposed their laws and so forth. We'll see where tax came from. If you can skip to the next one. This is where Jesus now, when they came and asked him the question about tax, to say, look, should we give Caesar his tax? And Jesus said, look on a coin. Whose image is that? That coin belongs to Caesar. The things of Caesar are Caesar's. They're nothing to do with me. Go and pay Caesar what he wants, but you make sure that you give God his portion. So Jesus said, render therefore to Caesar the things which be Caesar's, and unto God the things that be God's. Okay, now the fundamental question then is, if the next one, in which order? So what's the order we give to Caesar? What's the order that we give to God? Well, let's go back to the beginning once again. So here we are. If you go to the next one, we've paid our tithes to the temple. Go to the next one. Now we need to pay Caesar. So you've already taken and you've paid your tithes to the temple. That's what the Jews would do. Now you would take some of your crops, some of your sheep, you would sell them, you get some shekels, you go to the tax collector and you go and pay your tax. Now that's how it was in days gone by. If you think of how they used to do it, bring yourself back into those days when the Lord instituted these laws. You know, so you had to give to Caesar, but that was a separate issue. Once you had given to the temple, the Levites now had their portion. You would now take from the remainder of what you had. You would sell some of it. I don't think Caesar wanted wheat and sheep. So you'd go and get your money, go to the tax collector once a year, whatever it was. He would tell you, you owe so much tax, and you'd pay the tax. You see, so you can see the principle, how tithing came about. And now let's have a look at what happens now in tax. Go to the next one, please. Let's look at this principle that tithing came before taxation. Long before there was taxation, there was tithing. Yeah, so you can see these are two totally separate things. If you go to the next one, the very first thing is right, Genesis 4000 BC in Eden, you find in the process of time, here's Cain and Abel. They bring in their first fruits. You see, so man knew it right from the beginning, the principle of whatever comes the Lord has blessed you with, to return and say thanks to the Lord. You're like paying something back to the Lord. And it says that Cain brought the first fruits of the ground, and Abel brought the firstlings of his flock, and he offered it to the Lord. So we see that right from the beginning, this principle. Go to the next one. The next time we see it is Abraham. So Abraham now comes, and it says, and Melchizedek brought forth bread and wine. He was the priest of the Most High God. So God comes down in his priesthood. And he blessed him. So Abram was blessed. And so it says, and he said, blessed be the Most High God, which has delivered thine enemy into thine hands. And he gave him tithes of all. Amen. And the prophet, if you go and read the Hebrew series, he takes this one as a very strong issue on tithes. And he says, you think of Melchizedek, God. What does God need your tithes for? What did Melchizedek need the tenth of all that Abraham had for? He didn't need it. But he took it now because of the principle that was being taught. And the prophet says in that quote, he says, can you see therefore what a strict thing tithes is? Amen. Using Abraham and Melchizedek, that God himself, when he came down in his theophany, in his priesthood, he accepts tithes now from Abraham. So we're now up to 2000 BC. We've already gone 2000 years. We've had people paying tithes. People now offering their first fruits to the Lord. Let's keep going. If you go to the next one, next time we find it is Jacob at Bethel. He sleeps and he uses a stone as his pillow. And then the Lord now reveals himself in the night and says, I'm the God of Bethel. And he now says, and Jacob vowed a vow and he said, if God will be with me and will keep me in the way that I go and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on so that I come to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God. And this stone which I've set for a pillar shall be God's house. And of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto you. Amen. You know, so tithing's there long time before we have anything to do with tax. Because God never said anything about tax. God spoke about tithes. Tithes, your first fruits, the first fruits of your substance. That's between you and God. This principle was there right from the beginning. You would bring a tenth of all. Abraham gave a tenth of all. Jacob said, I'll give a tenth of all. You see? Okay, let's go a little bit further forward then. So we get to 1400 BC. We've been 2,600 years, God dealing with people. God now says to Moses, make a tabernacle, have a priesthood. And now all the laws about tithing start coming in. And now the Lord starts in Leviticus teaching them now, you know, bring in your flocks, bring in the tenth of your increase and all that kind of stuff. So we see right up to here now, Israel's been taught about tithes. You know, they're taking a tenth of all and they're bringing it now to the tabernacle and giving it to the Lord. There's no tax. Can you see, tax has nothing to do with God. Tax is a human invention. Where did tax first come in with Israel? Let's have a look. If you go to the next one. This is 1000 BC. We're now 400 years further on. And Israel now, they look around them and they see the other nations and they want to be like the other nations. And they say, we want to have a king like the other kings. And the prophet says to him, you don't want to have a king like the other kings, because I'll show you what your king will do to you. And he says, and Samuel told all the words of the Lord to the people that asked of him a king. And he said, this will be the manner of the king that shall reign over you. It was never God's will. God wanted to lead them. He wanted to have through the prophet, and God wanted to be their king. But the people said, we want to be like the nations round and about. So he says, he will take your sons and appoint them for himself, for his chariots and to be his horsemen. Some shall run before his chariots. Next one. And he will take the tenth of your seed and of your vineyards and give it to his officers and his servants. And he will take the tenth of your sheep and you shall be his servants. And you shall cry out in that day because of your king, which you have chosen you. And the Lord will not hear you on that day. So the Lord's saying, look, things are going to be tough for you guys. You're already paying one tenth here to Levi. Now you want a king. You want to be like the other nations. He's going to make you pay tax now. And he warned them and he said, he's going to take now. Now, God never came here and changed and said, okay, look, guys, I know it's not going to be easy for you. So you don't have to bring a tenth to Levi. Yeah. First go and give to your king. And then after you've given to your king, if you got something left, come and give it to Levi. Go and search your Bible. God never said that. The law of tithing never changed. That's between God and man. Amen. That didn't change. The Lord said, okay, if you want to have a king, if you want to be in a system that you have to pay tax, that's up to you. That's nothing to do with me. That's between you and your king. But as for me, my principle that's been there from the beginning is never going to change. From the first fruits, you bring a tenth of all. Bring a tenth of your sheep. Bring a tenth of your crops. Bring a tenth of all that you produce and bring it to the place where I've chosen to place my name. Bring it now and you give it to the priesthood and I will bless you. Can you see this issue, saints? Amen. For some reason, some people have it in their minds that tax came from God. Therefore, if the government makes us pay tax, we should pay tax first and then with what's left, we pay tithes. No, you can't. That's breaking the principle of God. That's nothing in the Bible. That's nothing in the message. You go and search the message. That principle, no, these are two separate things. That's why Jesus said, give to Caesar that which belongs to Caesar. That's between you and your king. But give to God that which belongs to God. And God now, when the king came in with taxation, he never changed the law. The law continued the same. Israel continued. Remember, Jesus came and even said, you Pharisees, you think you're righteous because you're even paying tithes of your herbs. Of your mint and your dill and your cumin. They were so strict on paying. Even if they went to the garden and they, this year they got half a cup of mint. They would make sure they gave one tenth, put it, and they went and gave it to the Lord. You see, Israel never changed in this, no matter how much the systems of men change. If the government comes and tells us to pay 90% tax, it's going to be tough for us. But that's nothing to do with God. That's to do with us and man. So the Lord never ever came now and said to Israel, look, I'm going to change the system now. Now you first give to your king and then you come and you give to me. No, friends, that's breaking the entire principle of his headship, his sovereignty over the human race, of him giving us strength, of him giving us the land, of him blessing us in the things that we do. It's always got to be, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And his righteousness and all these other things, friends, have got to be secondary. Now, if you go to the quotes now, listen to what the prophet says. The prophet in 1961, when he's answering this question on tithes, he says, that's right. The Bible says in Malachi 4, will a man rob God? And you say, where have we robbed you? in tithes and offerings. Now he says, bring all your tithes and offerings into my storehouse. Now the prophet answers the question, where are you supposed to pay tithes? He says, where you are being fed, in your storehouse. That's where you pay your tithes. If you're being fed spiritually, that's the place now that you pay your tithes. That's what he says. Bring all your tithes into my storehouse and prove me, says the Lord. Okay, if you can skip to the next one. The prophet says, that's a challenge to any individual. Malachi 4. It's actually Malachi 3. He says Malachi, but it's Malachi 3. That's a challenge to any individual. If I only had the time, I would like to give you a personal testimony of how that I was even hungry, and my mother and them hungry, and my daddy sick, but I took my tithes out first and gave it to God. And you ought to see what happened. Amen. Friends, you can never change this principle. Yeah. The message is a scriptural message. You can never find something in the message which is going to contradict the time-tested principles of God. God don't ever change his principles. No matter, even if under the new covenant, we're still obligated to the Lord because of his goodness to us. Listen how he finishes if you go to the next one. I've never seen in my life that any man or woman, that if you only make $1 a week, will bring 10 cents of that money and put it into your storehouse or church where you come. If God doesn't bless that, call me a hypocrite. Now, friends, even in the natural things, it's reflected. If you go for a job and they're advertising in the newspaper, do they put how much you're going to earn after tax? They can't. That's between you and the government. So they'll say, IT technician, 30,000 euro a year. That's how much you're earning. Because the company is giving you 30,000 euro a year. Now, the government's going to come and say, okay, you need to pay 20% of that or whatever. But still, the amount that the wage which the company is advertising. If somebody asks you, how much do you earn? You'll say 30,000 a year. You won't say to them, no, after tax I earn so much. I mean, because that's a totally separate thing. Can you see that even in the systems of man, they realize now that the amount of money you earn is the gross amount of money that you earn. That's the way they advertise for the jobs. That's the way you'll put it on your CV. When they ask you, how much are you earning in your current job? You'll say, I'm earning 30,000 a year. You see, you won't go and say, I'm earning 20,000, you know, after tax. You don't do that. Can you see the understanding? So, I mean, for the things of God, why should it have anything to do with the things of God, this principle? Go to the next one, please, bro. Okay, what about Elijah and the widow woman, this principle? And she said, as the Lord thy God lives, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I'm gathering two sticks that I may go in and dress for me and my son, that you may eat it and die. Next one. And Elijah said, fear not, go and do as thou hast said. But make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me. And after that, make for thee and thy son. For thus saith the Lord. Here comes the blessing now. The covenant blessing. Thus says the Lord. The barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sends rain upon the earth. It's always seek ye first the kingdom of God. And then all these other things follow that, friends. It has to be like that. I mean, me as a human being, as a compassionate person, I'd love to change that. I'm sure you would too. You know, you'd love to come to people and say, look, saints, no, look, we do understand. Because saints do that. Sometimes they come and say, I'm not able to pay my tithes. As a human being, you sympathize, but you say, look, brother, I can't break the principles of God's word. I can't give you permission not to pay your tithes. Tithes has nothing to do with me. Tithes is a principle between you and God. You know, you can't do that. So the prophet is sick. Remember that time he was so sick. Listen to what he says in the next one. In 1965, Christ revealed his own word. He says, he was so sick and he had such a big bill with the pharmacy from all of his medicine. I think it was thousands of dollars that he owed. And he wasn't earning a lot of money. And he went now to the man that he owed, the man who he owed for this medicine. And he says, I said, I owe you. And I'm still awfully weak, but I'm trying to go to work. Now, if I can't pay you, he said, I just had become a Christian. I said, first thing, Mr. Mason, as my duty to God, I owe him my tithes. I want to pay him my tithings first. And I said, then my next duty is to pay my debts. Friends, tax is not a tithe. Tax is a debt. It's your debt to the government. So you first pay your tithes, then you pay your debts. That's the way that it is. Otherwise, look, let's look at the scripture. Next one, coming to a close. What does the scripture say? Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. You see, first, the very first thing you take your first fruit, the first thing you take that and you give it to the Lord. And then whatever else, and then there's a promise the Lord gives. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. That's a great promise, friends. To a person who has the right attitude, is doing something by faith with the revelation of what they're doing. The prophet says tithes paying is an act of the Holy Ghost. Amen. He says you've got to be quickened in your faith to do it. He says, and one of the first things I've always seen when a person starts backsliding, they stop paying tithes because they don't have a reality of the kingdom of God anymore. Reasoning kicks in, but hey, look, I need this, I need that. Why should I be giving 10% of my income to the church? Yet I have all of these other needs. There's got to be communion between you and Melchizedek. It's got to be a spiritual dimension for you to walk faithful to this principle. And God is faithful on this, friends. God will never, ever forsake you. As was said on Friday, I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. Because you've been faithful to the Lord. Next one. The prophet says in Witnesses, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Have you ever witnessed that to be the truth? Put God first. Pay your tithes first. Pay everything first. Pay God. Pray first at the morning. Pray all through the day. Give God the first place in everything. You know, you can never break that principle. It's always got to be like that. Go to the next one. It gives a big answer. You can read it in Questions and Answers, paragraph 177. Somebody asks, you know, can we pay tithes for something else, for building fund or something? And the prophet says, I know people who take their tithes and give it to a widow woman. You see, so they've got their money. Instead of paying their tithes to the Lord, they use their tithes for something else. They give it to a widow woman. What's the difference in giving it to a widow woman or giving it to Caesar? It's the same principle. You know, you're not giving it to God. You're giving those tithes to somebody else. He says, if you've got anything to give the widow woman, give her. But don't give her God's money. That's not yours in the first place. That's God's. So if you've got money to give to Caesar, give Caesar. That's okay, but don't give him God's money. Because that's God's. The prophet says, that's not yours in the first place. No, so when you look at your how much you're earning in a month, maybe you earn $3,000 a month before tax. 300 of that, friends, is not your money. Amen. It's God's money. Amen. Absolutely. We were always taught this right from the beginning when we were young. Even when I was in Pentecost, we were always taught that. That doesn't belong to you. That is God's portion. Amen. And any person, when they get the money, the very first thing you do on your salary, you take your tithes and it's out of the picture. Amen. Then you start looking at how much tax, how much debt, how much all these other things that I need to pay. Surely, you've got to put God first. You've got to be like the widow woman if you're expecting to see the blessing of the Lord. You've got to put him first and then all your other natural needs. And even if it's a pressing situation like the prophet saying, but he says that I put it as a challenge, see how God will bless you. Go to the next one. We've got two pictures to finish with. If we're going to say that tax should be paid first, what is the difference between tax and your rent? So if you're saying, okay, we'll take our tax out of our pay first and then we'll pay tithes. What's the difference in tax and rent? Both have got nothing to do with God. One's to the government, one's to your landlord. So why then can't we take our rent out? What about your insurance for your car, your car payment? What about all the other things if you're paying maintenance if you've got children and the government's taking the maintenance from you? What about your food? Should we then say, okay, let's take all the money out for the food we need for the month? Can you see how if somehow people are putting tax as some unique something? Tax is just a debt that you owe the government, just as much as a debt that you owe your insurance, just as much as a debt that you owe your landlord. There's no difference between those things. Just because the government has power to tell the company to take it out of your pay for you, where your landlord doesn't have that power, doesn't mean it's any different in the eyes of God. Now, tax is just paying to the government. Rent is paying to a landlord. Insurance is paying to whoever insurance company you've got. So you see, if you're going to take tax and say, let's take the tax out first before tithes, it's a slippery slope because there's no place that you can stop now. Because there'll be so many other things will come. You'll say, no, but the government takes it from my salary. Friends, there's other things as well they'll take from your salary. If you fell behind on child maintenance, we see it at work. If you've got a child and you're not paying for support, the government writes a letter and says, please, take that from your salary and give it to us. Doesn't mean you pay tithes after the government's taken your child benefit away and given it your maintenance to the children. Can you see, saints, the principle that I'm saying here? You know, it's a very, very clear thing. Tithes is for God. It never changed. It's one-tenth of everything. It was like that for thousands of years before Caesar came in, which is, you know, God made man made slaves. You know, man made government, man made tax, man made all those things. And God warned people to say, it's not going to be easy for you because they're going to squeeze you out of every cent that they can. But God says, that's got nothing to do with me. You give to God that which belongs to God. So are we going to give to Caesar first and then to God? If you go to the last slide. Or are we going to get it right and give to God first and then to Caesar? You know, that's the question. I think it's pretty clear. If you go and read the scripture, the principles of the word, you go and read the message of the hour. It's the same from the beginning of time. The tithes comes before taxes, not taxes before tithes. Now you've turned everything upside down by doing that. And I just saw, I don't think the saints who were doing that, I know they didn't mean it. That maybe it's just because they never understood. They weren't taught it before. No, so I thought it's a good thing to do. And when I was reading these things, the prophet said in that question, he says, when I was past here, he said, it's an important topic. He says, I took weeks upon weeks and I taught those things. And I felt very bad. I said, we need to do that. We need to teach some of these things. Money is a tricky issue. But maybe next time Brother Lubanza preaches again, by the grace of God, we'll take it on to the next stage, you know, of this principle of tithing. But let's stand, saints. Let's finish with that. Let's pray. Father, how we just want to submit ourselves to you. Lord, your word and your principles. You said your thoughts are not our thoughts and your ways are not our ways. And Father, we just want to come up higher and see things the way that you see things. Grant us the mind of Christ. May you bless your people, we pray, Lord. Father, bless each of these saints who inadvertently didn't understand these principles. Help them, Lord, and teach them. And help them from this day forth, Lord, we pray. Father, bless your people, even as you promised, that you'd bless our substance, Lord. Father, even as we, Lord, honor you with our first fruits. Now bless the song worship, bless the service that lays before us today. Bless all that should be said and all that should be done. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 God bless you, saints.